Risona. Nella chiesa sparsa in tutto il mondo l'annuncio dell'angelo alle donne. Voi non abbiate paura. So che cercate Gesù il crocifisso. Non è qui, è risorto. Venite, guardate il luogo dove era stato deposto. Voi non abbiate paura. Il Signore è risorto. Questo è il culmine del Vangelo.
Very holy,
è la buona notizia per eccellenza.
Right there, Pope Francis, Gesù, in Italian, addressing the throngs with a prayer and messages. And, of course, it culminated what was a holy week for Catholics, for Christians, for Jewish folks with Passover and others who celebrate all different sorts of things, a renewal period for many, many, many people. I hope you had a chance to spend it with you and yours. Kate Delaney here. America Tonight, as we roll through, boy, has it been a wild weekend. While the preaching was about renewal and peace and moving forward on many fronts, there was anything but peace in a couple of areas. We're going to talk about what happened in South Korea with that ferry that sunk. And now the total, the numbers are just so sad and so ugly. Also, Flight 370, we're still talking about that. Can you believe it? They say the search area has narrowed, but what does that really mean? And, of course, a very big story underway right now. As I am speaking to all of you in the nooks and crannies, an Al-Qaeda training camp has been targeted. There's a U.S. Yemeni op against this group in the Arabian Peninsula. And they say it's a pretty high level. At least 30 militants have been killed at this point. It's been called massive and completely unprecedented strike-wise. It is some of the most wanted terrorists are involved who have been hit in the peninsula. And this is something that was planned, apparently, for a while. It's underway now, and they're claiming that it's incredibly successful. At least 30 at this point, could be more, and they're saying high-level Al-Qaeda targets. Drone strikes hitting these suspected fighters for the second time in 2 days. So that's what happened over the weekend. Pre-dawn strikes in a mountain ridge area. And it's the same area where scores of followers of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula had gathered recently to listen to the head of the terrorist, one of the big terrorist networks in the Yemeni branch, who is trying to globalize the efforts. He's called the Crown Prince. They don't know for sure. They think the numbers could be higher, but they know that they've hit a lot of, again, those suspected targets. Not a lot of details on their nationalities, not clear on whether those targets, the high-level targets, were among the dead, just that they were in that area, that they think the 30 have been killed, but they can't confirm that for sure. There were three different strikes that hit the training camp, and this was a training camp just south of the capital of Shadana. And the fighters were, they say, preparing to launch attacks against Yemeni and foreign interests in the area. So interesting and well-planned out, apparently, because this area is pretty, from what I understand and reading about, it's pretty rugged and mountainous, and the troops would have had pretty heavy losses. Any of the Yemeni troops would have had heavy losses on as any kind of a ground assault. The Al-Qaeda operatives fled to that area way back in 2012 after a pushback by the government troops. So they were going back and forth and knew they were in the neighborhood. A Saturday drone strike killed at least 10 of the suspected militants, but also killed three civilian day laborers as well, because, you know, that what will also happen is the story of what's the collateral damage, as it always is part of the narrative when it comes to drone strikes. So, and remember, this is highly controversial in some circles. The first armed drones that picked off any al-Qaeda folks in Yemen happened back in 2002, rather. And now here we are, 2014, in between that, 2009, that was a big one. Remember, there's about 100 that were reported, I guess, since then, if you add them all up. And all strikes included, which is interesting, you know, we talk about numbers, and it's suspected that somewhere between 700 and 1,000 people, but here's the deal, it's the civilians that get people so upset. About 81 civilians is what they're saying, all together throughout those years. So pretty big. The U.S. and Yemen coming together and trying to destroy al-Qaeda. If you think of the hornet's nest, how often have we talked to Jeff Atticott about that? In fact, coming up on our weekly re-racks, we're going to talk to Jeff Atticott, and here we talk about what's happening in the Ukraine, a situation that's still ongoing and pretty fluid now at this point. And how often has Jeff Atticott said on this show how dangerous Yemen is and how serious you have to take the threats coming out of that area? Well, this is massive and, again, considered to be unprecedented. The training camps that were targeted and the people they believe that were hit in this. So how about that? In the meantime, as I mentioned, here on the end of one of the holiest weeks, one of the most unholiest things that has happened is the treatment, I think, of the families by Malaysian Airlines in this debacle of a search for that 777. At this point, we're, of course, 45 days into this, and now they've got an underwater drone, speaking of drones, scanning the ocean for Flight 370. It's done 8 missions so far, covered about 2/3 of the territory without finding any signs of the missing plane. So 45 days, and for the relatives of the passengers and the crew on board, it's got to seem like it's more than 45 days. The ups and downs of hearing that we think we've narrowed the area, we've seen the satellite photos and all of that. And just the stories, the personal stories that have come out of it, it just is really, really sad. There is no great closure to this. There is no end to this flight that will make anyone feel positive about it. But if the mystery were solved, it would at least not compound what the people, I believe, are feeling. New bits of information that come out here and there, and then they say something different. Why did the plane go off course? Where is it now? That's the key thing that people want to know. Why did it go off course? We still don't know the answer to that, do we? More developments and more problems. Climbing 39,000 feet. What happened to the passengers on board? All right, stay with us. Coming up next, odds and ends, some other things we're going to mix into the conversation. You can always join us, 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Tonight on a holiday edition, we're going to talk about the Boston Marathon. Boston Marathon set to get underway shortly Monday in the city of Boston. So many people expected in this one. In fact, all the people who couldn't finish the race last time out were invited back. So that made for a huge amount of people this time around in the marathon. They expect altogether between runners and people that will be there on the sideline, so to speak, be close to 50, 60,000 people. So can you imagine? But because of what happened last year, no bags are allowed and some other things are happening as far as security is concerned to keep people as safe as possible. So it's been just a little over a year since the bombing and so many people who were injured in that. And of course, the lives that were lost, four really all together, if you include the police officer. So be a much different, I think, Boston Marathon. I think it's going to be an incredible celebration, to be honest, to celebrate the fact that the marathon goes on, and to also celebrate the people and the way they've bounced back in that city. And I guarantee a lot of people are going to be finishing that race with some real gusto. A lot of people I know actually trained for it extra hard, if you will, because they were so determined that they were going to finish this race and that they were going to get in the race in the first place and had entered into other marathons so that they could be chosen, you know, this time around. So all eyes on Boston, the Boston Marathon, coming up a little bit later on Monday. Before we go there, though, a couple of other things. I mentioned this at the top. You know, here it is, a celebration of so many positive things in people's lives, but yeah, we have a lot of crazy things happening, like that ferry that of course went down in South Korea, that still at this point, just like in some of the other things that we're talking about, there's so much confusion and question marks as to why, first of all, why the captain wasn't there. And there was a third officer who ended up telling mostly kids what they were supposed to do on this boat. And the amount of people, frankly, missing and unaccounted for, and they're trying desperately to try to get to as many people as possible, realizing they've probably drowned, and that's what the problem is. And you still have that limbo deal with families who know that maybe in their heart, but they don't have a body. They haven't heard what, you know, the final end of the story with this crazy thing in South Korea that happened. 238 total are missing. 64 people confirmed dead. As far as the captain and the crew of the ferry, the South Korean president is saying that this is akin to murder. So, you know, they've arrested the captain, and thank goodness, because there's frantic audio from the ship. There was texts that were sent saying, this is awful, what do we do? Then the fact that they were told to just stay put, and then the ferry turns over and sinks. So the action of the captain is just despicable. And I'm glad that they're taking that kind of a hard stance against the captain and the crew, frankly, for this. 174 people were rescued, thank goodness. But divers are trying frantically to reach the ship's cafeteria. That's what they're doing right now, thinking, just who knows, maybe there's some luck to this. Maybe somebody is in a dry area, you know, whatever. There might be something that we can find. But they think they're going to find bodies is what I think's going to happen. And you know what, when you look at the radio transcripts of this, the kind of things that were being said is the passengers on the ferry couldn't reach lifeboats to escape because the ship tilted so quickly they couldn't move, so they were trapped. I mean, it was so quick they couldn't move. The ship was rolling when they notified the Coast Guard, and they said the ship's in danger. The ship was rolling already. So even though they made contact at like 8:55, then by the time it was just 20 minutes and already it was tilting and starting to sink, and people couldn't move with the ship listing and saying it might capsize. So the passengers couldn't escape because of the listing. So, then you have these questions about the lifeboats. Why didn't more people escape on the lifeboats? Well, they couldn't get to them. And part of that is probably because they didn't act soon enough. Not the people, the captain and the crew on the boat. So search crews did bring about a dozen bodies to shore on Sunday. And it was just a wretched scene because you had so many families on the shore who just could, you know, recognize what was happening, would scream out when they were pulling bodies out of the water, and each body was taken onto a stretcher and onto the dock, and they tried to drape them in a cloth. And then when they were inspected, they carried them along a path that they had to guard by the police because the families were so hysterical, the poor grieving families. And they can't believe the outcome of this, complete heartbreak. So you still have about 100 divers in the Yellow Sea, because that's where this is. And you still have planes and helicopters mostly, too, around trying to help in the search, just hoping that maybe when the ship started to sink, that a lot of the students were in the cafeteria, that who knows, maybe they get lucky, but at least they could find the bodies of the kids. And it's so dark, they're feeling their way around as they're in, you know, if the divers are down there and they're trying to search the best they can, but the darkness is a hindrance, too, no matter how much light they put on the situation. So it's a difficult task. I mean, the captain didn't make any decisions, and it was a frantic last-second kind of thing, and it was too late. And the captain keeps defending his order to delay the evacuation of the ferry and talking about the temperature in the water was so cold, but if they had gotten off of that ship, and maybe more people, certainly more people would have been saved. It was too late by the time when the ship was already done for. And there were people and kids who did throw on a life vest, the ones that could, and jumped out. And those were the ones that were plucked out of the water, or the few that were able to get into a boat, but not very many. And it does make you furious when you think about this. And maybe it's because now we've heard a couple of these stories. And I said this last week on the show. What is the deal with maritime rules that you just wouldn't do that? What kind of captain would abandon ship and abandon kids on a ship? I mean, pretty much every standard in the world, let's put it at that. Yes, the captain stays with the ship until everybody is safely off the ship, especially passengers. So cloudy, murky waters hindering what the divers are trying to do. So who knows how many people they're going to be able to recover off this. Hopefully they're able to find as many as possible, because there is no closure. There is no great outcome to this, but at least the families would have a child or somebody to bury whoever was on the ferry. At least they would have that, right? And right now, as it stands, they don't. And too many people don't. Sadly, sadly, sadly. All right, as I mentioned, coming up in our last segment, we're going to talk more about the Boston Marathon and the amount of people that are running this time around, and how many people were just motivated to train and get in shape for it and really felt that connection to Boston. Even people that aren't from Boston, even people that didn't have the huge run bug, just so many others wanting to in some way contribute to getting the city in a place where it's back to a big piece of its history. And that big piece of its history, it happens to be the Boston Marathon. Why is the Boston Marathon such a beloved race even before the bombing? We're going to talk about that again at the tail end of the show. Also let you hear what the former New York police commissioner says about being safe and the security part of this race. But coming up next, on the flip side, Chelsea Clinton is pregnant. Does that help or hurt Hillary Clinton's chances in 2016? Stay with us.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of The Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
The last, 10 days or so we have left in April. Wow. April flew by, didn't it? Hope you had a chance to spend some time with your family over the weekend. Maybe you had a couple extra days off. I know a bunch of people did do that and they went away. A lot of people have traditions for Easter. And besides just the basket and the candy and church going and all that, they have other things they do with their families. Wonder how many hams were sold. Nathan Reeder, did you have any ham?
For dinner today?
Yeah, no ham?
No, I had some peppered turkey in a sandwich that I made.
Ooh, that
it
sounds
was great.
Good.
I went to the grocery store and I got myself some turkey.
Oh, I like peppered turkey.
You know, I do it in easy Easter. I work overnight, so I slept until I had to come in. Hi, everybody.
All right. That's the producer, technical director of this extravaganza. So dedicated. Working on the holiday weekend. Yeah, and you know what? Sleep is key. When you work in the third shift, as many of you know, it is all about that sleep, isn't it? I like when people ask me, well, what time do you get up? Well, did you get up at 6 in the morning? Did I get up at 6 in the morning? What? 6 in the morning, what is that? What are you, crazy? All right, so Hillary Clinton, that was one of the big stories, I think, from last week, is the fact that Chelsea Clinton announced that she was pregnant. So for the Clintons, that's huge. Their 34-year-old daughter is pregnant. That means Hillary Clinton is going to be a grandmother, and how does that help or hurt her chances? Does that fuel her presidential aspirations? Does it help in any way? Because here's the bottom line. Does it soften her image? So check this out. How do you soften the image of a first lady when she was first lady that was seen as pretty tough and pretty partisan, who couldn't relate to voters? I was just reading a story about this. There was an undated, unsigned memo that was found in 7,500 pages of White House archived records that was released, oh, timing is everything, isn't it, on Friday. And it showed that aides looked for ways to humanize Mrs. Clinton. And specifically, it said in one of the memos, few Americans think of you in personal terms, warm, caring, funny, kind, maternal, or have a sense of your deep love of children. That's what the memo said about Hillary Clinton. And this was deep in the archives of the White House. So I guess nobody thinking, well, Hillary Clinton's not going to come back, right, and run for president ever. So to counter the impressions that she was a tough-talking, business-like lawyer, what they were trying to do was show more flat, and it says this in the memos, they were trying to show more humor, more about her, like revealing more about herself, and especially her own experiences and how they mirror that of hardworking Americans. That was what the memo told her to do. And we know this. I mean, look, she's the lock for 2016 unless she changes her mind. But there's so many people trying to raise money for her. There's so many conversations in the back rooms of the Democrats, let's say, about Clinton. I mean, it is Clinton, unless something unforeseen happens. And she's got huge approval ratings, and she did when she was Obama's Secretary of State, despite Benghazi and some other things. So, I mean, that's it. You know, with the Democrats, this is it. It's Clinton. But now with Chelsea Clinton announcing that she's pregnant with her first child due this year, that means now when she's campaigning, she campaigns as a grandmother. And if there were problems of softening her image before, oh, by the time she's out there on the campaign trail, you've got a little boy or a little girl that's a grandchild that adds to that whole thing. Remember when, although it didn't work for them, remember when John Kerry ran and John Edwards, and remember all the kids, of course, with John Edwards, and that was the whole photo op, grandkids, kids, it was all about that. And here's Teresa Hines, and here's John Kerry, and here's the Edwards brood. There was specifically a ton of that you could see when they were out there in all of those small towns and big cities and suburbs. And obviously, it didn't push them over the top. But that was the plan. The plan was, okay, we're the everyday people. Hardly. We see through that veil, don't we? When you try to push the we're the everyday people, it doesn't really work. All right, Jack has already said, Jack Down Under says, Benghazi will bite Hillary in the butt. So, and a lot of people feel that way, especially anyone hardcore, any hard right, anybody turning the hard right way. There's just no way that they think Benghazi is not going to be her downfall. And that's going to be interesting to see, though, if Rents Priebus, who is the guy calling the shots for the Republicans, if it's for sure Hillary, will they go negative? Will they try that? Will they push the Benghazi thing? I don't know that they will. I mean, that might be in voters' minds, and it could come up in talk radio and could come up in stories, and it could be thrown up in Congress again and all of that. But for the actual voters, I don't know that Benghazi really comes back to haunt her. And I think Rents Priebus will stay. I think he's going to try to stay away from the negative. I think that what they'll try to do is push the whole agenda, push, you know, this is what you're getting with Democrats and Obamacare and more of the same. And I think the focus is going to be on here's what we have. Boom, 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 boom. And it depends on how the, you know, it depends on, I think, who, not how, I think who the candidate is for the Republicans. And you got Jeb Bush's name heavily floating around. You have Rand Paul, as we know. Ted Cruz is actually even lower on the list than some people think, along with Chris Christie. And there's a slew of other people. Paul Ryan is some. I just read an interview with Rupert Murdoch, who owns the World of Media. And when he was asked about, first of all, when he was asked whether he would vote for Hillary Clinton, and he's a hard right turn, he said if the Republican candidate wasn't that good, he would. He would consider voting for Hillary Clinton. He said, wow, is he listening to what he's saying, if you've ever read anything about his politics? And, of course, he's the master blaster, him and Roger Ailes, who works for him, behind Fox News. So it's very important, this Republican candidate. If this is really truly going to be a race, then the candidate and even the VP pick, it's going to be interesting to watch that. And they can't afford, and Priebus knows this, to turn it into too much of a beauty pageant like it was last time around. So somebody comes out, somebody's name comes up, Herm Cain, whatever, and then everybody gets excited, and then all of a sudden skeletons fly out of the closet, and then boom, next thing you know, they're gone. Then you get the governor of Texas, boom, all of a sudden he's in the middle of it, and Rick Perry, and for just a short while, and he's actually there for one of the many, many, many debates. And the debates were great TV for the other side, because all of the media that had the debates got huge ratings. Everybody wanted to watch. It was like a show, because there were so many people, especially the first time out on the stage. And that stage stayed pretty full for a long time, even though one would drop out and then another would drop out. And I don't think the Republicans really want to have that happen as much this time around. I mean, even the Democrats will have a full deck in the beginning, because, you know, Joe Biden will probably be in it. So Clinton will be there, and there'll be some others that'll run. But I think it's going to be a smaller crew for the Democrats, because of everything you have to go through with raising the money and going on a charade, especially if you think you really don't have that much of a chance, then I think they're not going to have a long nominating process. In other words, I think she's going to be the anointed person pretty much almost right from the beginning. So the Republicans have to take a cue from that and really narrow it down and not have too many choices, because then the danger is the same thing that happened before. Then it's a distraction while the other side is just plugging away. And if I'm the Democratic strategist, that's what I hope happens. Let the Republicans shoot themselves and do this over and over again. But already Priebus has said they're not going to schedule a whole bunch of the same thing again. They're not going to do a whole bunch of the debates, because then the danger is then you eat your own, and then that becomes part of the show too. So there is a couple problems with doing that, and they saw that last time around. So this is going to be interesting all the way around on all sides of this, to see how this field narrows, who the choices are, who the running mates are, and ultimately who is the choice for the Republicans. If it were today, who would the Republicans pick as the nominee for the Republican side of this card for president? Who would it be? Would it be Rand Paul? Would it be Jeb Bush? Would it be Paul Ryan? I think a lot of people like Ryan, but I don't think it would be Paul Ryan. We're talking Boston Marathon next on America Tonight.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy biofilms. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We're talking about the Boston Marathon, set to get underway not too long from now in the great city of Boston. But as we make the final couple turns here in America tonight with me, Kate Delaney, let's go out to Jack Alexander, who has some thoughts, I think, on what I was just talking about, Hillary Clinton, and whether the grandchild softens her image. Because even in the White House archives, that was one of the things they were working on when she was first lady. Hey, Jack.
Hello, Kate, and I hope you had a fantastic Easter.
I did. Did you?
Well, it's fairly quiet here. Being fall in Australia, it was a little bit overcast, so, you know, we still having two in diapers makes it a little bit difficult to go out and do too much, say, with the two teenagers and so on. But, look, I've got a diss on Hillary on so many levels. Soften her image. I don't think a meat tenderizing mallet could soften the image of Hillary Clinton. And having a grandchild is not going to do it. Just think of the way that Hillary and several other Democrat women savaged. I mean, they were brutal on Sarah Palin when she became a grandmother.
I know, but the difference is her daughter is married and Sarah Palin's daughter wasn't, remember? So that was why they were jumping on her, because of the Republican stance about children and wedlock, and that's what they were trying to equate that with. So there's a slight difference there, but that you're right, that did happen. So you could say, well, listen, you know, you took her down, so you could flip that around.
Yeah, well, it was Dianne Feinstein that publicly demanded that Sarah Palin force her daughter to have an abortion. And Palin, as sharp-witted as this wonderful lady is, said then it would rob me of the delight of having a grandchild.
Yeah, absolutely.
So she turned it around quite nicely. But look at it from the point of view from veterans' families. Imagine Hillary as the commander-in-chief, given how flippant she is when Americans die in the service of the country. Could you imagine being the family member of a service member saying, hey, your kid died, but what does it matter now? As the letter from the commander-in-chief if, you know, one of your family members died. I mean, you know, that's really what a lot of veterans see if Hillary becomes the president.
Well, yeah, and you're referring to people know to what Jack's referring to is that's what Hillary's response was when she was got upset when she was pressed about Benghazi and what happened in Benghazi. That was the craziest thing that she could have said. I agree with you. And is that played over and over again? And do people, like you said, veterans and others say, whoa, 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 no, 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 no. Here's the real key thing. It's about numbers, no matter what. And she'll get the Democrats for sure. I think she gets the Democrats across the board because more female Democrats will vote for her, absolutely. It's the independents, Jack. That's the key. Who do the which way do the independents go, for the Republican or for the Democrat?
Huge. Well, yeah, and of course, the Republicans have got to have a strong candidate.
Yes.
I noticed an interesting article in the National Journal a couple of days ago stating that Dr. Ben Carson was raising more money than Hillary Clinton. Now, if he was, you know, the PACs are associated with him. Now, if he decides to run, I mean, there is a, you know, that is going to make it very interesting. You know, first of all, the media cannot play the race card because, you know, Dr. Ben Carson is African American.
Yeah.
He's a self, you know, none of that. He's a self-made man. Yeah, so, I mean, what is CNN and ABC and NBC going to do if they can't play the race card that they've been playing for almost 10 years now?
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is, too,
have to do a job and find out what these people actually stand for instead of just saying, oh, you don't like that candidate because they're black.
Yeah, yeah. If Carson decided, boy, and what it would be interesting to see him run, if Carson was going to do that, it could be also, too, I don't doubt this, he could be on the undercard for somebody, and that would be pretty powerful if you, depending on who was the presidential nominee, he could be a strong vice president, too.
Well, look, I think he could be strong in any position.
Yeah, I do, too.
You know, but I don't know. We seem to have a lot of people that would be really good on the undercard, just no one to sit in the commander's seat.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of the problem. You know, Rand Paul, yeah, a little bit too fringy. Ted Cruz, ineligible. From Florida.
Jeb Bush.
Not Jeb Bush. If Jeb Bush runs...
Oh, Marco Rubio? No way. Marco Rubio is not going to go. You think he will?
No. He's also ineligible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Cruz and Rubio have kept being put up as the top candidates, yet both of them are ineligible. Ted Cruz, because he was born in Canada, instantly makes him ineligible. And Marco Rubio, because his parents were not citizens when he was born.
Right.
Yeah, you know, so that makes it difficult. So really, the strongest candidates we've got are sort of, you know, Rand Paul, I think, is just, he'll put too many noses out of joint. If it's, say, Ben Carson, Rand Paul as a ticket, I think that would be almost unbeatable. Because you'll get the minority community voting for a conservative African American. I think you'd get a lot of Latinos on board because he's a minority. But you're going to get the Tea Party people will be happy. You know, Tea Party and strong conservatives will be happy with both candidates. Then I think that'll make an ideal ticket.
I'll tell you what, you're right as far as the demographics. There's no question about that. With a libertarian stance, too, of Rand Paul, he would get the younger demographic.
Well, yeah, I think Dr. Carson sort of stretches far enough into that libertarian crowd to pick that up. That's why I think it'd be an almost unbeatable thing. But seriously, the GOP needs to go to a beauty spa and remove all traces of Bush. Because there is just no way after two Bushes and that there is going to be that a Bush can get it.
No, I agree with you.
If Jeb Bush is just throwing the towel now. I understand from friends who live in Florida, he was a good governor, but I just think the brand name will seriously bring him down.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't see how that happens. Absolutely. There's no way. It's too, you've already had two Bush presidencies. It's too, and they're all bunched together too much. There's no way, although a lot of people really like Jeb.
Yeah, and the two Bushes that we had were so mediocre.
Yeah, yeah.
So. They'll go down as some of the least memorable presidents.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think George W. Bush will almost be thrown into the same wastebasket of presidential memories as, that of maybe Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, because of the tail end of his presidency, the whole weapons of mass destruction and all that, yeah, I agree. So there's no way. But Jeb's name keeps coming up, but I don't believe that that'll happen. I don't think so either.
No,
it'll be interesting. That's why I think it's so important, is what I just said. Rens Priebus, he's got that important job. I mean, he's the, chairman of the Republican National Committee. He's trying to. He's trying to rein in the Republican leadership. He's done a good job on some fronts, and he knows he will not allow what happened this time around to happen what happened last time around. In other words, that whole, like I called it, the beauty pageant thing. They can't have that happen.
And mediocre candidates like John Cain. Okay, yes, he was a veteran, but in covering that election from outside of the United States, the only thing that seemed to be in his favor was that he was a POW. It was the only thing that the media kept harping on. Me being a Latter-day Saint like Mitt Romney was, I thought he was mediocre and wasn't, people saying, oh, we're not going to vote for him because he's Mormon. I'm sorry, he didn't win because he wasn't Mormon enough.
Right, yeah, that's good. Excellent point to end this on, Jack. Thanks. That's why I said it's going to be wild to see what happens as we boil this down, and I can't imagine if it's not Hillary, that's the other question then. If it wasn't Hillary, the Republicans have a much more wide-open lane, I believe. All right, good luck to everybody who's running that Boston Marathon. Like I said, they expect 60,000 people that will be there. Woo! Boston strong. Go, go, go.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.